Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Your team. Adjective. Used to describe an individual whose spirit is unyielding, unconstrained. One who navigates life on their own terms, effortlessly. They do not always show up on time, but when they arrive, you notice. An individual confident in their contradictions. They know the rules, but behave as if they do not exist. New team. The new fragrance by Miu Miu. Defined by you.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd was singing high hopes. Smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo, it is another edition of the Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time. Philadelphia, celebrate responsibly. Fritzy, obviously a lot to talk about. We heard from Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson. I'm not sure it made anyone feel any better. It certainly didn't make me feel better, but we'll dive into that. But, you know, just look, it's been exactly 1 week. A little later at night last time we spoke, but exactly 1 week since, honestly, I don't say I'm proud of us very often, but I'm proud of us for that pod. Like, we got on and we handled it at a time when I think both of us were really going through it. You, I mean, I thought you were fantastic to get out. The mental anguish that you must have been feeling in that moment.
Thank you. But a true warrior, some say.
I agree.
Yep.
Before we dive into Dombo and Topper and, you know, talk Phils, how you doing, buddy? Like, just a check in. I want to check in.
I don't know, man. Like,
that's exactly what I yep, there we go.
Well, it's just like, I've done a pretty good job of like putting them in the rear view. You know what I mean? Like now that I'm home more, I don't have to watch and, you know, watch every game and do a post game, which I would much rather be doing it. So like,
of course.
I am certainly keeping my mind busy. Then it's like every once in a while, I just remind myself that the season's over and I immediately bum myself right out because it truly felt like the freaking year. And I just keep coming back to like, how many bites at the apple are we going to get before this era is just done? And dude, it could be done. I mean, it could 100% be done. Like that could have been the peak last year. Now I know 22 was the peak, but like team peak, it could have been last year's Phillies. That reality, I keep trying to just beat out of my head of was last year the best that we're ever going to see this team be. And that puts me in a really, really sad place. And I'm trying to cope by like ruining as if I was a Dodgers fan, because I just wanted to run through everyone so that I could be like, well, we were the closest team to being the Dodgers. Like it's such loser stuff, but like, I don't care. I know it's loser stuff, whatever. So
it's the most loser thing you've ever said on this podcast. I love it.
And I've said a lot of losers.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Wait till I get to later. Hey, wait till I get to later. I got some right up your alley for the day.
Can't wait.
It could stump. It could take over what I just said about how I'm rooting for the Dodgers. So
I can't wait.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty bummed that it's over. Obviously, I try not to think about the future too much, but also like life goes on, and baseball is a game that's designed to break your heart. And they were right there with a really good freaking team that if they win a freaking one other game in June that they're not playing because they're the one seed. And I just, yeah, I legitimately don't want to think about the Phillies because it makes me upset thinking about them again.
So not great is the answer to my initial.
But better than, but better than years past.
No, I get it. I agree. Honestly, that is so true. It is so true. And look, you got two kids, you got a new home, you know, you got things that you can, you know, realize are important and they matter.
Sure.
I actually
really could use an Eagles win this week. I'm just letting you know.
Oh man.
Like I know.
Wow, against Carson, no less. This is a true thing.
That's a good point. Hold on. I know.
High scoring game the Eagles win, but Carson looks great, right?
Yeah, but we still complain about the defense. I kind of want to go home and watch the Flyers. Like that's how bad it is right now. You know? So
no offense, Broads.
No. Broads is I love Broads.
Him. I love
because
him.
He's basically doing what we did in 17-18.
Totally. Yes, he is. You're absolutely right, dude. You're absolutely right.
Cared too much about the whole mostly bad product and, you know, is what it is. So I don't know, man. It sucks. It really sucks. Yeah, and I hope that wasn't because in the immediate reaction is like, bleep these guys, get them out of here, yada, yada, yada. And then you start seeing the reels of the Schwarber moments set to some sad songs. And it's like, oh, come on, we can't let him go. Like, even Ranger, dude, like, we might never see Ranger pitch for the Phillies again. Yeah, I love Ranger Suarez. I know.
That one, I think, obviously, you know, I think they need Schwarber back more than they need Ranger back. And I would be sad to see. But, like, the Ranger one, like, I've seen Kyle Schwarber play in other uniforms. You know, I don't want to see him play in another. I'm with you, and we'll get into all that, you know, moving forward, obviously. But the Ranger one, I mean, he's been a Philly since he was like 16 years old or whatever it is, right? I mean, it Like that feels like, and because he looks, he's always looked so young with the baby face. And he's just always felt like so our guy. And I'm with you. I think the Ranger thing, because he's never, to me, it's always weird when you see guys who are with an organization for a really long time and just feel, have had big moments in their uniforms and feel like, especially when it's not necessarily the Stars, because you always kind of have the feeling Stars could go anywhere or whatever. But like those guys who just feel like a Philly, you know, it's like, oh, Ranger, he always comes through in a big spot for them. Oh, big moments, whatever. Like even other fans, I feel like I'll be like, oh, it's weird to see Ranger in a different uniform. So,
you know what I would have gotten used to though, really quickly. I would have gotten used to Aaron Nola in a Braves uniform. Would have been fine.
Would have been all right. We could go back a couple years in time. Speaking of the man who signed that contract, what a segue that is, right?
Oh yeah.
All right, let's get into it. And then, you know, we got some take back stuff and have some, well, fun is a relative term.
Well, we always have fun.
We do. And that's why I love this. Even the pod after the game at points, you know,
was
fun if it was possible.
Come on, misery loves company, right?
Yeah. Well, and I will say one thing before we dive into the rest of it. I think, like, obviously a lot was made of the team and how they could sold Kirkring. And I thought it was great. But I also think, you know this, if you've ever been a part of a team, especially at that level and you play all season together, you know, I would hope that teammates would, you know, have that guy's back, but it was still awesome to see. But what stood out to me was the outpouring of former pitchers, Jack. I'm sure you noticed this too, just how many former pitchers took to social media or to TV or to whatever to just wrap that kid in their arms and to be like, you know, you don't understand. Like there was a bit, and listen, I'm sure you would identify with this, but there was a big, like, you don't get it if you've never pitched type of thing with this. And that, like, I thought Adam Wainwright, you know, loathe to give him credit, but I thought he had a particularly really nice, like, thoughtful tweet about it. You know, I just think, like, it was really interesting and I thought cool to see so many pitchers from baseball history, like guys just come out of the woodwork and just kind of wrap Ryan Kirkring is in their arms publicly. I thought that was really cool.
Oh yeah, I mean, like your heart just sinks to your stomach, like when in that moment, I was done on the biggest stage, but like you just panic. It is what it is. The second you bobble a baseball and you could sense a guy running to first base and the base is loaded, and it's why the Matt Strom thing about, I wish we practiced PFPs.
We'll get into that because Dombo is not psyched, buddy.
There's no PFPs in the world that get you prepared for a ball off your shin.
Of course.
And I said this on the air, but it's the truth. Like,
in the pressure of the playoffs with your season on the line and the bases low, like, what are we talking about? I guess the Dodgers in LA. Like, come on, man.
PFPs are the most half-assed, like, just get me through, I'll go through the motions kind of thing in a baseball. Most of baseball practice is just going through the motions. PFPs are just going through the motions. I'm like, I know I got to cover first here. I know I got to it's just, there's no scenario. Well, and
he just lost his mind. It wasn't like he didn't know what to do. Like that's like it's not like if he had done that, like practiced ground balls and muffed more, he would know. Anyway, let's get into Dombo and Topper. Cause like off the top, and I want to get into specifics, obviously the Dombo, I think Dombo had a lot more to react to as usual. And, you know, in the off season, obviously I think just the bringing Topper back to begin with is something we haven't talked about in the pod, but we expected, I think, kind of more leaning that way. But you know, the Harper thing, obviously with Dombo, like I said, we'll get into the specifics, but just off the top, how'd you feel about the presentation from Dombrowski and Topper today?
I said this a couple times, like on the air. What he said was mostly fine. It's funny. He basically said the same thing he said last year after they lost to the Mets, but I felt better this time about it. You know, I didn't feel like it was such a slap in the face. The one thing that irked me about it was he said one time, in it was 5 seconds in a 55 minute press conference, that we're not satisfied. And that was the thing that, like, I would have liked to have heard more hurt from Dave Dombrowski. I actually would have preferred if he, like, just opened up the press conference with a statement and expressed how disappointed he is. And then he can lay out all the, listen, if Trey throws this side of the base, and like if Kirkring doesn't do that and Strom doesn't miss the spot by 6 inches or whatever, like maybe I would have handled it or I would have been better about it. But I just continue to feel this lack of, and I know that they are hurt down there. Obviously, we know John Middleton's hurt. I know that if he was doing a press conference, he's like melting down to start it and is wearing his emotions on his sleeve. And I know Dave Dombrowski is like the stoic GM type, but, and again, not to compare it to the Eagles, would never do that.
No, but I was going to do the same thing.
But like Howie would get up there with a 5 o'clock shadow, look like he had
slept. We saw it. The press conference after 2023. That's what I was going to mention. When him and Nick, when they didn't fire Nick, but they brought Nick back and they were there. It was nine days later. And they looked like they hadn't slept the entire 9 days. Mm-hmm. And they looked like they someone had shot their dogs. Like they were so beaten down and clearly like, they had their tail between their legs, and you know, I'll let you keep going, but I had more problems with today than you did clearly, but this was by far my number one biggest problem on both fronts was like, it did not match at all how we feel from a tone perspective. I understand they are who they are, but I needed more, you know, I needed more. I'll get into more specifics, but I needed more.
Yeah. And a little bit of understanding where the fans are coming from would have been nice to hear. Nice to hear. Like, you know, I didn't need the perfectly coiffed hair. Like, man, let it be a little messy. Maybe have a little bit of a beard growing, you know, just look like this is wearing on you. It's only a week, you know, it's pretty fresh. So that was the thing that really irked me the most. Besides that, you know, It was a close series. It was a close series.
Let me jump in here then, because I hated that. Like, and I think it was, I don't think it was a disaster, but I think it was a lot closer to a disastrous press conference than a fine press conference. Like, I think like you said, I think the biggest overall problem was just a general lack of, you know, feeling what we feel and responding to that. And I think we were just talking about this perfect example. Like, I don't want to hear him say how good the Dodgers are. Like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, we all know it. We know the Dodgers are great. Like, you don't need to tell me, oh, we were so freaking close. Oh my God. Guess what, dude? And I heard Joe Giglio say this, and it was exactly what I'm thinking. Your job is to beat the Dodgers. That's your job. Your job as the general manager, president of baseball operations of the Philadelphia Phillies, is to put a roster on the field that beats the Dodgers. And I know that you didn't. I know that you came close, but you know what? You lost in 4 games to the Dodgers, like flat out, full stop. That's it. So like, and you've lost in the playoffs the last 4 years. You lost in the first round 2 years in a row. Not for technically you should get credit for passing the wild card series. Like I've always thought, you know, like Tom Brady's playoff record, I would add an extra like 20 wins to it or whatever the hell it is that he got buys, or 12 wins or whatever the hell it is. Like, I think they deserve that. But like, you've lost in the NLDS 2 years in a row. And like, I can't have you sitting there telling me about how close you were again. Like, and I can't have you sitting here again. And here's the thing, because I know that what he said is all rational. Like, he is right that the Braves had a bunch of great teams and they only won it once. And the Dodgers have had a bunch of great teams. And outside of Bobo, which I did like, he was like, well, they had the COVID thing, but like, that's not real. He didn't say that, but like, he's like, they finally won it last year, which I love that. But you know, and I get that, like, that is correct. And he is right. The Dodgers do have lots of resources. I mean, but I can't sit here as a Phillies fan, and I think I'm speaking for a lot of Phillies fans, and say that we want to hear the guy in charge tell us like, well, we were close again. You know, if this play goes that way, if that play goes that way, like, man, would Howie Roseman ever say that, to your point? Like, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. Like, it's take accountability of the fact that you guys weren't good enough, and that multiple years in a row now, you have not gotten it done in the playoffs, and you have a home field advantage in each of these series. 3 straight years, you have lost with home field advantage in the series. Like,
well, so
again, because real quick, because you know that I do feel part like what you feel in the sense that the Dodgers are great. And I don't think there is true shame in losing to the Dodgers.
Sure.
But I do think that you have to acknowledge the fact that this is a four-year run and 2 years in a row you've lost in rounds you shorter than the years before. And really, when you look at, like we've talked about, the last 13 playoff games are 3-10 or whatever the hell it is. Mm-hmm. You've lost a bunch straight at home. Like, the same issues have cropped up multiple playoffs in a row. Like I need Dave Dombrowski to be like, hey, guys, my bad. You know what? Like, I know the Dodgers. He could say the Dodgers are great stuff. But to your point, like, say the Dodgers are great. It's tough to lose a great team. But you know what? We got to beat them. Like, that's what we have to be able to cross that barrier. We have to be able to beat the best teams and get to the World Series and finish it off. Like, I just didn't hear enough of that. I heard a lot of like, well, and that makes me concerned because it's like, well, we'll just take a shot and hope it works. You know, instead of like, let's figure out what we can do to be better than the Dodgers.
Yeah, and I do hear you on that, and I do wish there was more like wind in our sails, and we're gonna do what it takes, and we're gonna figure it out, like a more hype speech rather than like throw our hands up and say, well, what do you want us to do?
They
were great.
Exactly.
So I do feel you on that. A smidge devil's advocate-y on, sure, off of that is, I also think it's important to impress upon people this is still a really, really, really good baseball team, and I think that the way sometimes they get talked about is like they suck and that they're a bunch of chokers and like, but you know, everyone's bad at their job. Like I think he might have went too far with trying to hammer home the point that this is a 96 win ball club and you know, we still have it pretty good here, because ultimately, yes, you have come up short in the postseason over the last couple of years. What's interesting though is that like the Mets series, I felt mad. This one, I'm more just like disappointed it's over. You know, I don't have like the.
I know, but I think that you are the top 1% of a certain type of Phillies fan. I think the vast majority or a large portion of Phillies fans, and I think and I agree with you, Jack. I think your point about needing to support your team is true, but again, like at a certain point, you also have to just step back and say we've lost in the playoffs earlier each year in the NLDS 2 years in a row in four
sound
games.
Mad. Sound mad.
Because I think what I'm talking about is that I think there's a large portion of fans who are ready to check out on this team, or who are ready to say, wake me up in October and actually mean it no matter what you do in the regular season, you know, uh-huh. And there's people who say it and they won't do it. Like, and there are people who won't say it. Like, I'll never say that. I might not believe what I'm seeing in the regular season from certain players as much and, you know, need to see it in the playoffs, but I'm always going to watch. I'm always going to be invested. I'm going to go to games. But like, I do think that they are in danger if they don't appeal to it. Like, and this is a way where like, by showing that you, I feel you. We as an organization feel you. And you're right. I think if John Middleton were giving the press conference, I don't think I would have this reaction,
no.
But I felt like both, and we'll get to Topper, but I think both Dombrowski and Topper, but particularly Dombrowski, like I didn't feel like the pain, obviously, but also the fact that that doesn't give me confidence that they're going to like turn over every stone and, you know, do it. And I know they will, but like, I think there's a large portion of fans who need more than what they got.
Yeah. But at the same time, What constitutes running it back? Is that what people are worried about today? Is that
of course they are? Yes, people are. Okay.
He made it clear that Castellanos is not coming back. So
yeah, well, that was obvious. But again, I don't think Castellanos has thought of running it back. I think people think there needs to be some wholesale changes to this lineup, like whether it's Bohm, whether it's you know, one of the big dogs, whether it's Harper, whether it's this, whether it's that. Like, and I don't think Harper, but like, you know what I'm saying?
There's
no chance Harper. Not, I'm saying for people. Like, I don't think people, but I do. Trey, I think there are people who want Trey gone. I think there are people who want, like, I think, and those aren't going to happen. Like, but there are people who want massive changes to this team. Like,
but then they'll also tell you that you have to re-sign Schwarber. And yep. You also can't let JT go. So I hear you on people want.
I get it. I'm just, and they have to sell what they're going to do to the audience. And thus they are trying to say, hey, we got a good team.
And you also,
with it.
And you also can't have a step back next year because,
well, that's a disaster. If they step back, it's
well, it's like, okay, so, okay, so you want major turnover, you want all this stuff. That's
I'm not saying I do. I'm talking about a portion of the fan, but you know what I mean? Like I'm saying I understand where they're, I mean, like, I think they need to change the lineup, but I understand that, you know,
so that's like, okay,
the situation they're in.
So don't pay Schwarber, don't pay JT. You know, bring the young kids up, see what they do. You're an 83 win baseball team.
I totally agree with you, but the flip side, the devil's advocate to that, that people will say is you're talking about a team with Bryce Harper is 33 now. Mm-hmm. Trey Turner is going to turn 33 next season. Kyle Schwarber is going to turn 33 next season. JT Realmuto is going to turn 35 or 36 35. Next season.
I think 35.
30. Okay. Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Or he's 35 so now.
Like that's the core of your lineup, the core. And like, if like, look, we hope they can add. And honestly, I think the thing that they really like, we need another Lizardo type trade, but for a hitter. But I mean, if that's the core of your lineup, I mean, we're talking about guys who are all entering their mid 30s and guys who have already shown decline in certain areas, except for Schwarber, like guys who have shown decline in certain or multiple areas, you know, Trey's power diminished. I know it's partially what they want him to do, but it is. And you know, Harper obviously diminished, JT obviously diminished. And Schwarber, like I've talked about, I think he'll age well. I really do because of how quick his wrists are. And I think that, you know, that speed, I think that's always age well with classic home run hitters, the Jim Thome type guys. Like they can usually keep hitting home runs for a really long time, even if they aren't as good at other stuff they do. They can usually walk and they can usually hit home runs. But I don't know. I mean, we're talking about a contract where, I mean, and then that's the other thing. It's talking about the moving forward, this core being locked up for 2, 3, 4, you know, of that group, 4 years, let's say, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about a core at 37, 38, 36, whatever it is. Like, you know, it's just, I think that like, it's fair to ask, like, what's the plan? Like, where's the plan? Is Justin Crawford and Aiden Miller going to come up and save this team? I mean, because that's a lot to ask of those kids now, and for sure.
And it's not, I don't think it's not fair, but
that's my point.
Well, yeah. So here's like what I think is going to happen is, I think Castellanos is gone.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to have a team take all that salary, and they're going to have to attach a prospect to make it happen. I hope it's not, you know,
a good
super,
one
for super difference making prospect, but just to get that $20 million off the books is huge.
Mm, they don't have a lot of leverage with every team knowing that the Phillies want to trade Nick Castellanos.
Well, and like, and I just don't want to release him because I want to get that money. So
of course.
Yeah. The Taiwan thing is tricky because like they might need a starter next year, you know, with Wheeler and the uncertainty there and Painter. And now you could trade him. I think someone would sign up for 1 year, $18 million of Taiwan to take the ball your fifth day. I mean, you know,
I don't disagree. It's a little overpay, but I think if Taiwan were on the open market, he'd get like $12 million or $14 million or something like that for a year. If you're saying 1 year deal.
And then you could sign
Romano got what, like $8.5 million last year. I mean, come on.
And then you could sign someone else, but still you would probably have to sign another starter if you do move on from Taiwan. So that eats into the $18 million that you just gave up, but whatever. I think the Bohm thing is real. And they tried last year. So I think the two positions are Bohm and Castellanos. And, you know, maybe that's where you get. And I was surprised when the season ended. I felt like Bader probably wasn't going to come back, but they
sounded like they really want him back.
Yes. Like very much almost like a part of their plans.
Yes. Well, especially the line. I can't remember. Was it? I think it was Topper who said it, but talked about the change he made offensively. Yeah. Like, that was like a talking point. You know what I mean? That was like a, oh, no. This is why he's going to be the 277 hitter, whatever his slash time was this year, you know, 8 whatever OPS, not the 750 OPS guy, you know, like.
Yeah. So I think the outfield is going to be
a big risk, though. And we love Bader. I don't think people will be upset when they sign him, but they would be taking a risk if he gets like, you know, what he could get. Like with it. It's interesting. It's fascinating.
So, okay. Bader's
31.
31. Okay.
I think he's going to be 31 this season, something like that.
So again, but that's, I want Bader back. I want JT back. Bowman Casty, maybe gone. And I want,
and if you're going to bring back Bregman, you're going to bring him Bregman.
And then I want Bregman. Like I just, that's the problem.
We're just going with the mid 30s team, old school, and hope it works.
That's the issue. That's the biggest the biggest issue for the Phillies is they need Schwarber back and another bat.
And it's funny too because Bregman is like literally a perfect fit, right-handed bat. You could trust the middle of the line. I mean, assuming he doesn't age poorly, he had a nice year in Boston, opted out.
Dude,
like that.
He's hitting 299 as a fantasy. He's hitting 299 at the end of May, and then he got hurt with the hip, and it wasn't the same player. But 299 was there.
He had moments, and he had the moment in the playoffs. Like, you know, he was sick, came out, got the big hit. Like,
dude, I would die for Alex Bregman on this team.
But again, like, so I mean, it would be.
But that's what I'm saying, James. That's
like
what I'm saying.
National League, we're on the senior circuit, baby.
Like, that's the struggle that they are in. Is like, that's what they need. Are they going to financial?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Lee be able to do that, or do they? I mean, I was surprised. I don't know if you were. I was surprised at how in they seemed on the idea of Otto Kemp being an everyday player.
Oh
that
my goodness!
Been interesting.
Yeah, it was
like a direct. This is the opening day third baseman. If we, I like, if they move on from Alec Bohm holding down the fort until Aiden Miller is ready, I love Aiden Miller. You love Aiden Miller. But like
22.
He, it was a meteoric last month.
Yes.
The rest of the season. But the rest of the season, the people were like, this guy's disappointing. Would you trade him? Blah, 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 blah. It was 1 month where he turned into he's, you know, he might be a top 15 prospect in the sport. So, so that's a huge risk. I mean, that's a huge risk of A, saying Otto Kemp can be the everyday third baseman while holding down the fort for Aiden Miller, who also had one unbelievable month as a prospect at Double A, and then did go up to Triple A and hit the ground running, which is great to see. And I listen, if it turns out Aiden's just amazing and can hit the ground running and is the everyday third baseman for 15 years, I'm ecstatic. Like, we'll never, but it is a real risk that, again, you would have to give growing pains to if you're starting a 22-year-old at third base, a 22-year-old in Crawford in left field, and Andrew Painter. Like in his second year post Tommy John surgery. So then you have to be okay with maybe lowering the expectations. Is that what people want? Or do they want spending a little bit more money, staying old, and giving them one more go at it? It's you make the decision.
I know. No, you're right, dude. It's like, I think that's concerning. You know, it's concerning, but it's also, you know.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Let's get to Harper, speaking of old, because I think probably if I had to guess, and I haven't been on social media at all after, but if I had to guess, the quote that's probably making the rounds the most was the quote on Harper. I would think it's certainly, when I was listening, watching, was the thing that kind of stuck out to me the most as like the biggest, like, mouth open, like, wow, I'm really surprised he said that. What did you make of him, you know, basically saying, I have no idea if Bryce Harper is ever going to be great again, you know, he's good, and like really just a very lukewarm assessment of Dave Dombrowski. We've never heard him talk that way about Bryce Harper before, at least I haven't.
Well, I can't figure out why he could easily talk his way around it. He didn't have to also.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said we've never heard him talk like that about, like, that was like, it was weird.
He also didn't have to give bulletin board material to Freddie Freeman, who might be a 3-time World Series champ.
What was that?
Yeah. He's not an elite player anymore. Are you crazy? But
the guy was just the star of last year's World Series. But cool, Dave.
So the Bryce thing, I'm trying to figure out, like, why? Like, why did he take that kind of tone? I understand we want these guys to be truthful. He was truthful. He might be right. I mean, he
it would be my assessment of it. That, if you ask me, that's exactly what I would say, word for word, probably.
Very well could be right, but you just don't say it. And why did he say it? Like,
I have no idea.
So did he say, and is he, are they frustrated with how he's handled the wrist thing? Are they frustrated? I mean, he hasn't looked the same.
Yeah. With his attitude, with the way he's carried himself, with the kind of lack of energy, who knows? We don't know, but maybe that stuff's carried off the field. Maybe he's not been the type of clubhouse leader they want, or the type of presence they want, or who the hell knows, you know. Well, again, his wife was pregnant all year, and the contract thing.
So are they
nagging him?
Are they? It seems like a risky game to play with Bryce. So ultimately, what he said, I think, is probably going to end up being true. I just wouldn't say it about you're the face of your franchise, and if Schwarber walks, like, you're going to need him. Like, it's on his shoulders. So, you know, him and Trey's, but it felt calculated. Like, yeah. Dave Dombrowski's been doing press conferences since like the 80s. He knows exactly what he's saying. He knows that, I mean, maybe they're challenging him. Maybe they're trying to light a fire under him. And Rob Thompson pretty much kind of said the same thing, but it was much nicer in a way. You know, he could have easily said Bryce wants to have a better year next year, but this guy's one of the best players in baseball. We have no doubts about that. Bang. That's it. It's over. He said the exact opposite of, like, we'll see. And that was incredibly interesting.
It was by far the thing that kind of made me kind of look up and be like, wow. There were a lot of things that I said that were interesting. Like I said before, things that annoyed me, whatever. But that was the quote where I was like, wow, that is shocking that this is coming out of his mouth. And to your point, why? And I don't know if it's to motivate him or if it's maybe Scott Boras went to them and asked for the contract extension again. And maybe it's them publicly saying, hey, buddy, guess what? Your guy ain't good enough. Like, who knows? I don't know what the why it's, but it's really fascinating. And, you know, I certainly agree with you. I think he did it on purpose. That's for sure.
A prove it year for Bryce.
I mean, look, I mean, I think we're all concerned about Bryce, right? I mean, to Dave's point, like, I think we all, that's the question we're all asking ourselves is, can he still be great? You know, does he still have it in him to raise his level for a season, a half a season, for a month, all that stuff where he can be the true Hall of Fame Bryce Harper? Is he kind of just this good, you know, 25 to 30 homer, 280 hitter, which is a really nice baseball player? Like, that's a valuable baseball player in today's game. But, you know, who's going to, if he's going to play 125, 130 games a year and hit, you know, like 270 or something, and, you know, 25 homers, like, that's nice, but it's not Bryce Harper. So I think that's the number one question we all have.
I'll take that as long as the post.
That's my point. Like, that's good. I honestly wouldn't mind if he decided to change the way he approached hitting, and he could be a 300 hitter, I feel like, if he wanted to be. Like, he's that good at, you know, see ball, hit ball, and directional hitting when he's, you know, like, it's just he's got it on runs, you know, and that has to be a part of his approach. It has to be a part of the way he swings. Like, I think if he, and again, I'm not saying I would want Bryce Harper to give up the home runs. I think there's got to be a balance. He has to hit some home runs, but I mean, I do think he has that capability as he ages, if he stays healthy, to, like, he's such a talented, pure hitter that doesn't get talked about, you know, enough.
And ultimately, I just want him to be able to show up in the postseason. If you want to be the 130 games and 27 home runs and, you know, yeah, more pedestrian.
Yeah. You got to get to the postseason, though, per the conversation we just talked about. And that's the other thing that's concerning is that the older these guys get, the more you worry about injuries. Like, we're seeing it with Harper, but it's, you know, these other guys, too. All right. One more thing from Dombrowski, and then I'll get some topper and then take back. I'm sure you got other stuff in there. But the other thing that stood out to me, and I'm sure I'm missing stuff, but from the Dombrowski thing. And by the way, Dombrowski's in baseball in the 70s, the White Sox. Bill Veeck back in the day. Yeah, that's your baseball history right there.
Sure.
The Kerkering stuff, I thought it was interesting because we had questioned whether they would come in and, you know, basically question whether he'd be back. Like, they made it pretty clear that Orion Kerkering is going to be a part of the Phillies bullpen next year in their eyes. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised at all by that? Because we talked about it after, and look, I think when you look at it economically, he's making like $820,000 or something last year. And he's just, even if he's not someone you could trust in the playoffs, he's someone who you can get through a regular season with. He's someone who could be your, you know, fifth guy in a bullpen or whatever. And, you know, mm-hmm. There's value for, especially at that price. But like we talked about, like, you know, I think you and I are definitely, not all Phillies fans feel the way we do, where we feel, you know, way more bad for the kid than mad at him, or even just, like, I think there are a lot of people who might not be like, you know, hate him, but might be like, I can't ever see him pitch on my team again. The Phillies didn't even kind of really address that at all. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's not really a reason to get rid of him. I mean, you got, if he comes back and completely is cooked mentally, then sure, you pull the plug. But right now, I mean, you got to see if he's going to bounce back and be fine. Now,
I mean, I would too. I'm just saying, like, we talked about, like, I think that's a, like, there are certain things, there are certain moments where it's hard to recover with a particular fan base, like, where maybe you need to go to Kansas City, or you need to go to Detroit, or you need to whatever and play somewhere else. Like, you know?
Yeah. Problem is they need bullpen help. So, you know,
don't have money to send.
Well, and they like almost listed all the resources they're sending his way. Trying to get him right. All right, man. Gabe Craig and Alex McFarland are coming, baby. So if he's falters, we got dudes, man. We got dudes coming. 27 bullpen's going to be amazing for a lockout season. 28 bullpen is going to be.
Well, the lockout thing, that's the thing we haven't talked enough about, and how that's going to impact this offseason. And, you know, do do teams want to give out guaranteed long-term contracts if they think they might not play for a season and stuff like that? Would you rather, like, I think we might see more one-year deals this year. Like, it's going to be fascinating how this plays out, but that's it for another pod. All right.
Come on, Ranger. One year. Come on back.
You got anything else from Dabrowski that's not in the take bag before I get to Topper? I don't have a ton on Topper, just like one.
Yeah, well, I thought the one that I'm fascinated by in like a baseball nerdy way is the hiring of a bench coach to go with Rob Thompson.
Sure. I was going to get to that when I got to Topper, but go for it. I love it.
So what I
find- and a Dabrowski decision for what Topper was asked about it. And he said it was a Dave choice, but he agrees with it.
But Topper did say he will be a part of the process with hiring that person, which I thought was interesting as well. But
they did mention the potential for Topper to get a extension.
Yeah, but like it's a Bobo extension.
It's a lame duck. Yeah, you got to prove this year either way. But yes, so he's not a lame duck.
One, they made the mistake with Girardi heading into 22 as he was a lame duck. But the what I find interesting about that is what path do they go with that? So there's two paths in my estimation. One, they try to find a Jimmy Williams type who was on the bench with Charlie and ex-manager, baseball lifer. Those guys are out there, you know, like
Larry Boa is one of them. You know, it won't be him, but he's that type of guy. You know, people who've managed before, people who've, you know, are still around the game. There are tons of them.
And I haven't even like this is off the cuff, right? Like Snicker, if you wanted, like,
I don't think he wants to. I mean, he retired, but yeah, you never know.
Joe Maddon, I'm sure he would love to get back in the game in some aspect. Like, do they go for a veteran guy? To where
Joe Torre, bring it back around, flip it around. How about that, Jack?
Gabe? No, but the you like an older guy who Girardi? They could easily, yeah, Girardi, Kapler, bring them all back. But you could easily pull the plug on Thompson, replace him. And by the way, it clearly shows they don't believe Caliccioli is a manager, or they don't want to put Kevin Long in there. Like when Girardi was here, they could easily pull the plug. And say, okay, here's Rob Thompson. We think he has manager qualities. They didn't think they had that. So they created some position for Caliccioli, whatever. Do they go for a veteran-laden guy to easily pull the plug if it's not going well, and he could run a team for a year and then find a manager after next season, when next season never happens? But do they go that route, or do they go for, yes, an ex-manager, but a younger manager in the game, like a David Ross, or someone like that who was given a shot, didn't go so well. Like Ausmus is up with the Yankees now. He wasn't very good his first stint, but you grow under a manager, and that's like the manager in waiting. Do they go for a manager in waiting type to where if it goes a bit poorly for Thompson next year, they can still pull the plug and put a younger guy in there, but not going for the Jimmy Williams type, going for someone who could eventually be the manager? Do you go crazy and go Yadi Molina, who wants to be a manager one day?
Well, like, I was thinking of Banez because that was a guy they had talked about before as well, like someone like that who's never managed, but you know,
Manny Ramirez wants to be a hitting coach.
I saw come that on, man. In a second. And now, to be fair, the best of the best don't always work out in coaching. I would try it out.
So that's I cannot wait to see what that hire is. I cannot wait to see what that hire is, because David Ross is very well thought of throughout baseball.
Oh yeah, I mean he was like crowned for that Cubs job, and it didn't work out. But like that was a thing. Remember, like where they basically got rid of Maddon for Ross. You know?
Yeah. Now he might be the Braves manager, but I don't know. I just that one for the true sickos is going to be one of the really interesting parts of this offseason is who's the bench coach going to be next to Rob Thompson.
Yeah, so I was actually that the one Topper thing I was going to bring up that I said, and outside look, I don't think Topper really said anything that was like, you know, the one line where it was like, I am what I am. It was like, you know, I appreciate it, but also I think people want you to be able to change a little bit and adapt. But on the whole, it wasn't really about what Topper said. It was about the fact that they brought the whole coaching staff back. I think that was something that a lot of people were pretty upset about. You know, I think that people were split on Topper on whether he should come back or not. I think that a lot of people thought that if they brought Topper back, they would move on from Kevin Long or someone along, no pun intended, those lines. And, you know, the Schwarber connection and all that, you know, is a whole thing as well. But ultimately, what did you make of their decision? And obviously, I think we can all infer at least a little bit that the Phillies are telling us organizationally that they believe the players are far more to blame than the coaching staff. But you know, I think pretty clearly. But what do you make of them bringing the whole kit and caboodle back?
So I was all on board on moving on from Kevin Long, and sure,
same. We have been for a while. To be fair, on this pod, we've talked about it multiple times.
So I've been on board with it. I do have problems with the way that they do look like individual hitters up there rather than a team approach and all of that. And yes, I did take a step back, of course. And you're like, well, they finished top five in like every offensive category. They did get better at some of the things we asked them to get better at. They had a batting champ. I know, it's sickening, but they had a batting champ. They had a home run king. The Stott adjustment was legendary. We're going to talk about that for hundreds of years. The Stott lowering of his hands, you know, Marsh hit over 300 for a couple months there. So like there wasn't, you know, so was looking forward to it.
You are a king.
But then I was like, well, they're not obviously like, I don't know. In a perfect world, I would have fired him. But then also you run the risk of firing Kevin Long and then bringing someone who's not even close to being as good.
I get it. I make a change, guys. I think
you're a big make a change for make a change sake.
Yeah. In this case, you know what? Again, like, I don't think that you should do anything strictly for the fans, but I do think you should think about the reaction of things in a certain way. And I also think that, more than that, I think that you need new voices, and I love that they're bringing in the bench coach. Like, I think that's the right thing to do, but like, I think sometimes you just need someone new. Like, the offense has failed in the postseason, three postseasons in a row, at the end of the postseason, third, and then the other two. Like, you know what? Like, bring in a new voice, bring in someone different. Like, I get it. Like, I'm not like up in arms about it like some people are, but if you asked me, should they have brought the whole coaching staff? I would have said absolutely not.
Wow.
Said, no chance.
Besides,
like, whoever you, that's what I'm not saying. Get rid of everyone. I'm saying you just don't need the headline Philly's bringing entire coaching staff back. I'm like, fire a couple people. Like, even if it's not Kevin Long, like, I'm saying, like, fire the freaking assistant bench coach. Like, I'm saying, do something. Like, don't just be like, all's well in coaching land. Like, you know what I mean?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, even if it's something that is not as consequential as firing Kevin Long, like, do something. All right, let's take back.
Sounds like a campaign slogan. Do something.
Yeah. Do, but it, trust me, that's going to be an off-season thing, all right?
Tell me. Do something.
I mean, just to the running back thing before, and this is gonna, we're going to talk about this a lot, so let's get to take back because I got to go to bed. But seriously, like, you can't run it back. Like, you can't, and to the point, Jack, I know, like you said, there's going to be guys back, and run it back is a term and all that, but, like, the fans can't feel like they ran it back. Like, they have to change it up enough where fans feel like something is different, or they're going to lose fans. That's all I'm saying.
So, okay. But my final point is this.
I know. What right, can they this, do? I get it. I know.
No. I just want to know if this counts. Does it count?
Okay.
Does it count if Castellanos is gone and Baum's gone? And then
I think it depends who they replace. If it's, and again, it's the 30s thing, but I think if it's like Bregman, yeah, I think that'll get people excited.
What if it's Otto Kemp?
No. No, I think that won't work. Honestly, I think Bader's better. I think Bader coming back helps because people freaking love him. But like,
Bader, yeah. Schwarber, Bader, then Schwarber.
Then when he slashes like 250, you know, 320, you know, four whatever, 480.
You know what's bad is that, you know, I was like,
let's say four. I'm sorry, 340, and I don't know. I'm trying to get to like 750 somehow.
Sure. The there was a lot of people as soon as the Philly season ended, really the last three days after the Philly season ended, like, what are you gonna do, like, what would you do? And I was like, dude, I don't know, man, like, just let me just sulk for a little bit before I'm like, what am I gonna
honestly
do?
Honestly, that's why I don't even really want to talk about it. Like, I'm not there yet. I'm focused on what they had to say today. I'm not ready to really break this down.
I just know
that this is a fan base that isn't going to be okay if they feel like the Phillies didn't do anything to upgrade and change the team. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's cute that you're in that mindset. I've already figured out my perfect offseason, so don't worry.
Oh, good for you. I have not even gotten there.
Come on, man. This isn't just baseball. This is life. This is life, and I need you living that mantra one day at a time. The Strom comments were hilarious.
I forgot it. Thank you. That was the one I meant to bring up. Like, Dombrowski was so, I mentioned the open, but he was so not psyched with Strom. So not psyched.
He didn't do him. Like, it was the. It was
he
the
was like,
best.
We did him. He didn't. Boom.
It was like Iverson over Lou, dude. It was so funny.
Like, he just threw, like, hung him out to dry. Like, he was like, Strom, you going to mess with me, big dog? Okay, pal. Yeah.
And again, no PFPs in the world. We're recreating that situation. So, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Things comes back next year, so we're in great shape.
Speaking of run it back, pretty clear that Jose Alvarado is coming back.
Evident.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised if they don't pick up his $9 million option, which isn't that bad.
No, it's fine. It's just like, again, like talking about a fan base that like isn't going to be psyched. We're all mad at him. I'm mad at him. Personally, that guy screwed us. I do not like, I wouldn't be shocked if he gets booed the first few times he comes out to the mound.
I'm excited for Alvi to come back. Come on, man. That's our guy. He's so emotional. These are the Phils we're talking about here. Come on. These are our guys. Oh, man. Our guys. I'm excited for Alvarado to come back. It's going to help.
Let me set my alarm for 3 a.m. while we talk. Keep going.
Well, here's my question. Is the still image of this series... It's going to be forever etched in.
You don't even need to finish it. It's JT pointing to first base as Orion Kirkering it, like the ball's leaving his hand to hurl it over him. That is like full on, no matter, like JT just stand there like that. That is the image of the series, like full stop, done. It might end up being the image of the playoffs this year. So there we go. Other one? Just out of curiosity, because it's clearly not the correct answer.
So I disagree. No. I understand that it's going to be the still image. I haven't watched it again. You know, like I got there with the Jordan home run it never crosses my brain because I don't remember it. Like I remember it, but I don't watch it incessantly over and over again. Mm-hmm. For me, the two images that are going to haunt me, the Kirkering image is not going to haunt me. As crazy as that sounds, it's mm-hmm. just not going to haunt me because they were pretty much dead. Sort of, not really.
You were something else. The way you convince yourself of things, it is really amazing.
The still image of Stott bunting is going to be etched in my brain and the Chris Sanchez 2-2 pitch. Those ones... are ahead of the Kirkering plate.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's your sickness. I agree. They're horrible moments, but it's a horrible series to remember.
And I did not need three times during the press conference today. Saying honestly, the umpire apologized.
The still of Freddie Freeman or whoever it was not touching home plate is actually up there too. That's one, especially cause like we don't talk about it, but if Kirkering had actually
thrown a strike.
Yeah. Like if he had actually not, like if he had just thrown the ball to JT, like he would have been out, you know, which I can't, you know, if he had actually as horrible as he was to throw it home, he still could have gotten bailed out. It's a tough pill to swallow. All right. What else you got?
I gotta be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty over seeing the 22 and even like 23 highlights.
No, it's a shame. It's a shame.
I don't even want to play. Today was Bryce's birthday. I didn't want to play Bedlam at the Bank, and I didn't play it. But like,
we didn't either.
I'm over it. I'm over it for right now. Currently over it.
Well, so that's the thing, and the Kirkering play, an example of it. But all these things, the pain, but also the good. Like, if they actually can find a way to win it as this group, you know, that Harper and Turner and you know, Schwarber, if he comes back, and JT and like all these guys and Wheeler getting back out there and Nola, you know, whatever, if they can actually win it all, then like all these moments and all these highlights take such a different resonance. They matter so much more. They're remembered in such a different way. It's like Kirkering's thing becomes this, you know, crazy, horrible moment on the way to a title. You know, Bedlam at the Bank becomes this magical moment where they didn't get it done, but they did later. And obviously, if they don't, it's just, it's, you know, and that's the way it works, obviously, but it is crazy how winning the title, it doesn't just, you know, it's not just the moment and that team and that thing for these guys. It's like the whole run changes because of it, you know?
Yeah, well, I've already thought about next year's hype video when it starts with after they win the World Series, how it starts with Orion throwing the ball away, and then, you know, what really I thought about Bryce's MVP video when it starts with Dombrowski not saying he's an elite player.
Well, anymore. Yeah, that's the main motivation right there. That's it right there. Bryce, use it. Your own Pobo, as they say it. President of baseball operations. I wish we called him the GM, even though our guy Preston Malley is GM. It's too confusing for me. But your own Pobo isn't believing you. Just tape it up on the locker.
Yeah. Use his motivation. Turn into the major league situation every single day. So, by the way,
is Preston going to be the Pobo whenever does he like move up and then he's like in charge?
I would say he was a GM and president of baseball operations.
I like it.
I guess so. Okay. But I know we talked about how it's Orion's boner. I did see Orion's melt is pretty good.
It's solid. Orion's melt is actually quite good. We were hovering there. You mentioned the belt.
Yeah. I couldn't land the plane.
It's a bad job. Yeah. Orion's melt is very good. Though it does sound a bit like a patty melt, which is like, you know.
Yep. So couple other things.
It's called a no sell right there. God.
A couple other things. I don't know when we got this way as fans, and maybe it's just social media, but like I'm getting a little sick and tired of just give up on them. That's not what being a fan is. That's not what being a fan of, especially, I don't know, man. It's the Phils, and you're not gonna kill me. I'm not gonna kill you. I'm not gonna kill our listeners. You know what you do is you put on your bootstraps.
You go to work the next day.
And you just get ready for spring. And you just
you got to grab your lunch pail. You put on your grab your lunch pail and you head out to work. Exactly.
And you count down the days for Clearwater and you think like the Phillies have officially entered into maybe this is the year.
Here, Jack, I literally the biggest smile that I have had about the Phillies since it ended was like 2 days after. I'm talking to my neighbor. Shout out to my neighbor Tom. He's awesome. He's like 65-year-old guy. He's great. And he's like watches the Phillies every single night. And he's like devastated when it's done. He's like, what am I gonna watch? He's like, I have to flick through the channels. There's nothing on. I hate it. We were talking right after the first time I saw him, we were bumming. And as I was walking away, I turned around and I went, well, maybe next year. And we both laughed. And it was like, you know what? That's what we do, man. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Like chin up. I mean, there's tough times. Make the ultimate reward rewarding. You know, it makes it that much better. And we're going to remember these times when we're having another parade down Broad Street. This is the time that you put the hair on your chest in a way. This is Philadelphia. All right.
Don't be one of the fans that Jax wants to gatekeep. You know what I mean?
There's no reason to jump on. I'm not worried about our podcast listeners. It's just
this is the Zegos. They were with us when it was 2017, 2018, like we said. I mean, horrible, horrible times.
Just the amount of like, I'm done with them. Done. No. Not this baseball team. All right.
I do think a lot of people say that, and then March comes around, they're like,
look at the boys. Come on, it's warm down in Clearwater. This might be the year.
Come in here.
Can people grow up with Pete Alonso? Can people just stop and like throwing out the idea of Pete Alonso in a Phillies uniform?
Dave Dombrowski made that clear today when
Dave Dombrowski
said that Bryce Harper is staying at first base. Like, flat. And
I'm glad that ended it. I saw a little bit too much fawning over Pete Alonso from the Phillies fan base. I know this is rich coming from me, who at one point last year was like, kind of need the polar bear. And then I saw his hairline and everything about Pete Alonso again. And I just reminded myself that I would give up on them. I would never watch the Phillies again if Pete Alonso was a Philly. So just stop. And I don't need the whole like, well, you know, he's right in the bat. Stop. You don't want Pete Alonso on your team. He ruins baseball. He is not good for baseball. You don't want him. Bad idea. And Dombrowski pretty much shut it down today. So thank God. Now, unless they want to sign him as a
never as got on DH. Dork. Well, I think if they did it, they would play him at first and let Harper get some DH time, right?
Well, they would fluctuate back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, don't do it. And so he's asking for a 7-year deal. He won't get it, but like, chill out.
And by the way, like, speaking of that, Schwarber's not getting $5,150.
No, it's crazy. Schwarber might get $4,000, though.
Well, dude, I've said it before. Like 4-120 is perfect. Yeah. Just take 4-120. 4-120.
I get more than that. I think it'll be like 4-140.
There has to be a walkway at the point. Like, I just.
I know. And it might not be. Look, he's a DH and all that. Ranger is going to be the fascinating one because, like, the backs and the inability to get through the seasons, but the playoff stuff,
you
like,
see the spot track.
Yeah, I think that is the craziest. And look, no, I like to pay attention to these spot track things. They're very often wrong with their predictions of what it's algorithmically done. Like, the 6-for-160 is the most ridiculous. Like, what are we doing here? There's no chance. Now, it is a weak market. The thing that these guys have going, and of course hurts the Phillies with this year, is it is a weak, weak market out there. But I don't think Ranger even gets 100. I would guess like 80 for Ranger.
Final thing.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't hurt the Phillies.
Oh, what is it?
Getting those comp pick backs, baby. Come on, man. Give me some more draft picks when Ranger walks. Schwarber signs elsewhere. Come on, man. Start talking comps. Talking comp picks. More draft talk. Hell yeah. Come on, man. Excited about the prospect of talking
I
more.
I know you are.
About prospects.
About prospects. You're really into that. That's good. Dude. The wordplay's on fire today, buddy. I'm proud of you.
The comp picks that they're going to get if those guys walk. Epic. Not bad. Not bad. Good consolation prize.
People are going to be excited. I think. You know, they'll be like, oh, Schwarber's gone, but you know what?
Gompix. Who cares? Who needs them? Who needs them? We're getting more players.
You're right. This is fun.
Thank you.
All right.
You went an hour, too. Wow.
I know. I gave it. You know, I came in ready to pod. You know,
I've talked about this press conference since 2 o'clock.
By the way, this is the first time I talked about it, so you got all my fresh thoughts. All right, we'll be back, I'm sure, next week at some time to react to nothing and talk about the future. Maybe it's next
and you're going to open it with the same way you always open after Phillies lose. How you doing, buddy?
I'm going to check in. We got to keep constant check ins. That's what you do with friends, you know.
Yeah, me and Kirkring
when they're down. Yeah, exactly. The Phillies are going to check in Kirkring. I'm going to check it on you, you know. So, all right. Yep. Everyone just, you know, to Jack's point, don't give up on him. That's for damn sure. But
never.
If you need a week or two or three, I get it. But, you know, come back soon.
Yeah.
I guess you're here now if you're hearing this and you've made it through an hour of pod. So you're set.
Locked
thanks
in.
Thanks for staying. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, he's Rhythm Seltzer.
Hey, I'm Joe DiCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning. Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it. We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too. From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here. Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix. Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test.
so MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.